Taking a cat to the vet can be incredibly stressful. You know, time and again, I'll have owners come into my consult room and they've got scratches up their arms because they've done battle trying to get their cat into the carrier in the first place. The cat's in the car and has got really wound up. They're sitting in the waiting room next to a dog, who's sniffing their cage on the floor. It's no wonder that going to the vet for your cat is really stressful. And, you know, that doesn't leave them in the best frame of mind for being examined and maybe having tests done and all that kind of thing. And it also will make you really anxious as well. So in today's podcast episode, I want to give you a few different strategies to help your visits to the vet with your cat be as stress-free and relaxed as possible. You might think this is impossible, but have a little listen. Implement a few of these strategies and you might be surprised just how well your cat does. But before we get started, for those of you who haven't listened before and are new here, I'm Dr. Alex. I'm the veterinarian behind ourpetshealth.com, where my aim is to help you and your pet to live a healthier, happier life. So make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. And for those of you who have listened before, I'd really appreciate it if you could head over to iTunes just to leave me a little review. It helps so much with other people discovering this podcast and letting them know it's something that's worth their time listening to. And I really appreciate you spending your time with me as well, because there's so many other things I know you could be doing. But anyway, that's it from me. Let's get into the episode. Taking your cat to the vet can be incredibly stressful, from getting them into the cage and their carrier in the first place, through to traveling in the car, to sitting in the waiting room. It can cause an awful lot of stress and anxiety to your cat and also to you as their owner. And I've certainly had plenty of owners come in with cat scratches and bleeding and plasters on because of the difficulty of getting their cat to the vet. So today I want to give you my 7 tips for how to reduce your cat's stress when you're taking them to the vet. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex, the veterinarian behind ourpetshealth.com, where my aim is to help you and your cat to live a healthier, happier life. So make sure you're subscribed if that's something you're interested in using the link down below. And my first step to reduce stress is to choose a cage or a carrier that has got solid sides. So that means that your cat can maybe peer out, but they don't feel like they're being observed quite so intensely. They can't maybe see everything that's going on around them that could be causing them stress. So, you know, that kind of includes dogs and things that might be in the waiting room. Now, if you've got a cage with kind of wire sides or clear sides, then you can just drape a towel or a blanket over the top. It will just help your cat feel more safe, more secure and less exposed. So yeah, consider what the cat carrier that you're using is like. Okay, and tied to this, my second step to reduce your cat's stress and to just really make it easier to get them into their carrier and make them more accepting of that is to feed them in the carrier. So it doesn't have to be all the time, but if you're giving them the occasional meal in the carrier, then that just means that actually it's their safe space. It's their space where they get a reward. So they're more than happy to get in the carrier when it comes to going to the vets. You know, very often people will get their carrier out and the cat will do a runner and won't be seen for a day because they know that the cat carrier means that they're gonna go in the car, they're gonna go somewhere that they don't like. But if instead they're used to being fed in their cat carrier, then actually it can make life very easy. They'll just walk in for you, they'll be more than happy and they'll be quite content to be in there. You know, this again kind of involves choosing the right carrier because it needs to have a door at the front. If it's a top loading one, then yeah, your cat can jump in and get there, but it might make it less likely that they're going to do that. So again, choice of carrier is important here, but consider feeding your cat regularly in their cat carrier. Okay, so my third strategy is to use a pheromone spray. So you might have heard me in my other videos about how to reduce a cat's stress about something called Feloway. So Feloway is the pheromone that is released when your cat rubs their cheek against an object, and it's a way of marking their kind of home territory, their safe space. So the Feloway spray is just in a little bottle that comes in a little pump, and you can spray that in the carrier on whatever bedding that you're using to line the carrier, and it can just help your cat settle that little bit more. Step number 4 to reducing your cat's stress of taking them to the vet is to get them used to traveling in the car. So that can involve taking them in lots of very short journeys while you're giving them treats. It might be you're just putting them in their carrier, you're placing them in the car, and then taking them out. So you then progress to putting them in the car and turning the engine on, and then you just gradually increase the length of trip that you're taking your cat on. You know, you're then going straight back home, so they're not then having something that they're also scared of at the end of that. At the same time, you can give them some high value treats, so you know, whatever they like. It might be the temptations that cats seem to like, it might be a bit of chicken, tuna, whatever it is. So just getting your cat used to the car can make a big difference, because by the time you get to the vet, your cat may already be incredibly stressed just because of the journey. If you can reduce that stress, it will make their vet visit much easier, much less stressful. Okay, my fifth step to reduce the stress of a vet visit for your cat is to be on time for your appointment. Now, this might go without saying, but you also don't want to be too early, because that could mean that you're sitting in the waiting room for a long period of time and your cat's getting more and more anxious. There are more dogs kind of walking around and they're just, you know, getting themselves worked up into a state. So be on time. Equally, don't be late, because it might mean that you miss your appointment and you have to get kind of slotted in at the next available space. Now, if you're worried about your vet being on time, and unfortunately sometimes we don't run on time, we have to deal with emergencies and we can't kind of predict always kind of how busy we'll be, but you can always call ahead. So especially if you live quite close, you can call ahead and say, you know, is the appointment running on time, so you know when to turn up. Also, while you're waiting, you can keep your cat on your in a cage on your knee, on your lap, or you can raise them and lift them up on the chair next to you, and that's going to bring them above the level of the dogs. You're not going to have any dogs sniffing around. Equally, you want to sit at the other side of the waiting room to the dogs if possible. And some vets will either be kind of cat only clinics you get, or they'll have specific time slots when they only see cats. So that's another thing to think about. And so my next step is to think about booking your cat in for a time when it's going to be less busy and less stressful. So that might be a cat only time. It might though be at the start of the day when there are less people around. It might be at the end of the day, just after lunch or something, when there are fewer consultations being run. It's more likely that you're going to run on time and your cat's not going to be waiting for quite so long. So consider the time of day you're booking that appointment as well. Okay, my final strategy for helping reduce the stress of a vet visit is to actually use medication. So if your cat is really anxious or if they become very aggressive at the vets, then there are definitely things we can do. For example, something like gabapentin can be given, and that can just help relax a cat and make them much more amenable to being handled, make them much less stressed, and that can make all the difference between a successful or a really difficult vet visits and vet examination. And that again can have implications with how well your vet is able to examine your cat, so how well they're able to make a diagnosis or take any tests that they need. So if your cat is really anxious and gets really stressed out, consider talking to your vet beforehand about asking if there's anything you can give your cat before you even put them into the carrier, just to calm them down and to make the visit that much easier. Okay, so those are my seven main strategies for reducing stress in cats when it comes to vet visits. So I've also got a few other videos about reducing cat stress, and I've got a handout as well about all about cat stress and different ways that you can reduce stress in cats. So I'll leave a little link to that down below. That's a free PDF download that you can print off and kind of work your way through a number of those different strategies. So definitely check that out. But until next time, I'm Dr. Alex from Our Pets Health, because they're family. Okay, so what do you think of those techniques and those strategies? Do you think they're going to work for your cat? Have you tried any of them, or are you currently doing any of them? I'd really love to hear. If you just head over to the show notes and leave me a comment there, I'd love to hear from you. Is there anything else that you do that helps your cat calm down? I guess another thing that I don't mention there is actually you can have a home visit. Now, not all vets will do that, but in some areas there might be a home veterinarian who'll just come to your home and examine your cat that way. You know, that maybe limits the amount of tests that they could be done, or, you know, that kind of thing. But in the first instance, that's certainly another way as well, kind of removing that visiting aspect from a vet visit. So let me know what you think, but that's it from me. If you've got a couple of minutes, I'd love it if you could head over to iTunes to leave me that review. And until next time, I'm Dr. Alex. This is the Our Pets Health Podcast. Take care.